The University Tower Chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of English, it's Professor Heather Hill.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, so you can't just come to half your class and expect to be able to do well?
No,
like, I mean, come on, what are we doing here?
Yeah, we were just talking about attendance policies and issues here at our beloved university. And, yeah, I mean, what's the most shocking about it is that the students think that it's a legitimate question to ask.
Right.
Hey, Dr. Hill, I'm only going to be able to make the Tuesday of the two class session per week meetings, you know? No, that's not going to work.
But now we can't penalize them for it unless it's explicitly in the syllabus. So.
Well, yeah.
And I don't know how to make them prove that their absence. I mean, some of them do prove their absence are legitimate. Like they were in a car accident and they send me pictures of their car or whatever.
Yeah, that's hard. That's just very hard.
Because you're right. I want to be able to make sure that there's a substantial deterrent.
Right.
In effect,
for them
to use.
Absolutely. It's tricky. I mean, I believe we heard Professor Stephen Manning next in line here talking about not worrying about attendance when you were teaching. But with all due respect, I don't think the website takeyourclassforyou.com existed back then. And since the students can just drop $500 on getting any grade they want in any class, it's very possible that someone's out there doing the work for them. And we believe in our students when they do the work that they're supposed to do, but it usually comes from outside assessment. I'm trying to lighten the mood at least a little bit here. So
let's lighten the mood.
Yeah. Moving on to Professor Dave Chow, I was going to ask him how the climate is 80 feet away from my house.
About the same, for the most part. Of course, we did find out we've got new neighbors on the north side of me now.
Really?
Yes.
On the north side?
They've got two golden retrievers.
Oh, okay. Aww. So they're going to be up against your fence a lot.
Yes, okay. I'm hoping they
or
will keep
over it in your garden.
They could be.
Uh-oh.
Well, the golden retrievers, they're not like Heather's whistle pigs, so I'm okay.
Okay. That's
well, I'm hoping they'll bark loud enough to keep the rabbits away.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Because right about now, my kitchen and my back room looks like Frank's nursery right about now. So,
for those who remember.
Yes.
Yes, Frank's nursery.
Marcy is putting together the garden.
Golden memory.
She is staking out the garden like she's making an invasion on Normandy right about now.
Awesome.
I may have to sneak over.
In the middle of the night.
I better tell her to electrify the moat, then. That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Plant missing here, plant missing there.
With your vegetable basket.
Professor Jim Tubbs is here with us today.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. What's going on in your world, Jim?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just the, Stephen can talk about the profession of retirement.
Of course.
Still have meetings, but other than that, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're here. That counts.
I still haven't found time to binge watch all of these show series that you've been talking about.
Well, we got to take care of that, don't we?
I watched one season of Babylon Berlin on Netflix and really liked it, but it took a long time for the next series to come out, and I haven't gotten back to watch them yet.
So. Yes.
And it's not always the easiest thing in the world to follow because of the different plot lines and characters and everything they have. So,
Well, I'm with it's you from the perspective of where I come from, because at this point we basically have waited almost 4 years for the next season of Stranger Things. Pretty sure those kids are not children anymore, so this should be really interesting. Interesting to see what they do with the plot, you know? So,
yeah,
it's been a while. Professor Dan Maggio is nodding, so you might have been a Stranger Things guy at the time.
I was, but after 4 years, I've moved on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'll have forgotten half of it.
No,
I don't
really
feel like rewatching.
It's true.
Four seasons to catch up. I mean, Game of Thrones was a challenge enough.
That's a challenge.
So binge party the Mile House.
Oh, yeah.
Stranger Things.
Hey, which isn't that far from your new house.
It is not
that
far.
That's true.
Wait, what?
Oh, you guys found a house in Berkeley?
Yeah, we bought a house.
Oh, where congratulations.
Where? It's in Berkeley.
Nice.
Yeah, so you haven't moved in yet.
No, we move in June 3rd.
Oh, nice.
So, okay, remember, June 3rd, we're all on vacation, right?
That's right.
Our bags went out.
May 3rd.
Dan, you'll appreciate this, and of course, Dave and others may as well. This is just a block away from where my grandparents' house is, which my aunt and uncle live in now. And there's just this very interesting house, this just compound of a house that is cornered off by a church parking lot. Mm-hmm. So to the uneducated eye, you drive by and go, why does that house have a 500 car parking lot right next to it? I'm like, parties must be really easy.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of off on its own. It's just,
that can be a real gift sometimes.
Yes. She will be right across the street from that. So, yeah.
I don't know.
Where that church. Yep. I know the church you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, you're like...
Like I
can throw stones at your house.
And you will.
Excellent.
And he'll do that, just so you know.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. If you want to fix the driveway, too, that'd be great. Thank you.
So those were the tones of Professor Danielle Maxwell, but now I feel like I got to dial it back to make sure we get back to Professor Beth Oljar, busily working on a critical thinking, a logic key here.
I am, yes.
That's a big
deal. They found this homework the hardest one,
oh,
which I could have told them. I did tell them that they would. But
well, they always listen so perfectly, you know, so...
The number of times I have not only said things in class, but put them in the directions, like, you have to number all of your lines in a proof. It's a public object, mm-hmm. right? Think, prove it to me.
Right,
right?
Exactly.
You know, so anyone should be able to look at it and
know. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's just... It's a very, very special time of year.
It's
for
not
all of
just
us.
Me being picky.
It is
this
not.
Is like actually how these systems work.
Wonderful time.
The, yes.
Where's Andy Williams when I need him?
Springtime for Hitler.
Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize. Whoa. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Okie dokie. Dear professors, after summer of visiting some of the amazing U.S. national parks, it was only natural that we come up with 15 questions for you and your fine show about these parks. Below are questions we hope will challenge the profs to answer and visit the national parks that we mention. Warmest greetings, as always, Frank and the family Burrows from Valencia, California.
There's now a great website called FunBB where you can get these t-shirts that are like Smokey the Bear resist. Only you can protect our national parks, and one with a bear who's getting a salmon out of the river that says Doge on it. And then the t-shirt says defund, protect our parks, defund Doge. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. The version I believe that you and I shared was, it's like, only you can prevent forest fires. Like, seriously, it's just you now.
Nobody else is going to be there.
Speaking of that, what was the first established national park in the United States?
Yellowstone.
It says Yellowstone National
that
Park.
Not Jellystone.
Jellystone.
Not Jellystone. Jellystone. That came later.
That 50s. Came later. I'm looking in a decidedly Danielle direction when I ask, in which state do you find Denali National Park?
Alaska.
Alaska.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful from the airplane.
So you actually didn't go to Denali?
No. As many times as I've been to Alaska for work, I've never been to Denali.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. It's beautiful.
Have they officially lumped it in with the Bay of, you know, have they changed the name yet?
Mount McKinley.
They did. Okay. No, they did.
Yeah, it's Mount McKinley now.
It's Denali.
Which will sink into the Gulf of America.
Yeah, like Pine Knob.
Yes.
I think that Denali's been there about 10,000, 11,000 years longer, so we're going to give it to that.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm wondering what Lisa Murkowski has to say about this.
Probably this unbearable.
Renaming of her state.
Professors, which national park is sometimes referred to as America's Serengeti? I'm going to say I've never heard this.
Death Valley?
It's not Death Valley.
White Sands?
Oh, Serengeti.
No. Yeah.
Serengeti.
Saguaro?
No, it's in the north.
Oh.
The north.
It's not Alaska. It's in the continental.
So it's on the big map.
It's on the big map. I think I might give it away when I say that it is a yellow state on our map that we're looking at.
North Dakota.
South Dakota.
No, it's South Dakota.
Yellow.
Custer State Park is America's Serengeti. Like, what makes something America's Serengeti?
No, it's not. That's like prairie.
Doesn't make any... Well, I mean, a Serengeti is kind of like a prairie.
I didn't know the word Serengeti.
Why would we want a park named after Custer?
Oh, that's a completely different story, right?
Oh.
Ugh, we finally took 4 years to scrub.
What an idiot.
All
are you sure it's not custard? As in like the dessert?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, that'd be better.
I was saying we just finished a 4-year scrub on all the Confederate, you know, army bases and whatever.
But they're coming back.
Right back. So, yeah. Which national park is located in the Hawaiian Islands and features actual active volcanoes?
Volcanoes National Park.
Volcanoes National. It
on
only
the
makes
Big
sense.
Island.
Wow. Yeah, that's appropriately right. Named.
Oh, yeah.
Very appropriate.
Been there when it was erupting and the sky was full of this haze, and we drove over the Saddle Road. And then we drove down through a rain cloud, so the car got rained on a lot. But it was a white minivan we had. However, when I got back, I looked at the back, and it was covered with orange from the cloud of volcanic smoke that we had.
What island is this on? What island is this on?
The Big Island.
The Big Island.
Yeah. Big Island.
We'll have to make extra time in our Pacific Hem trip.
When I saw the photos of Lahaina after it was burned, which is on
Maui. Yeah.
Maui.
We went there for a family vacation when I was in my, and I'm like, no, this can't have happened place where I have such incredible
all of that memories. History.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Sad.
Burned up.
It was part of the reason it was so cool.
At least the big tree survived, the big banyan tree.
That's right.
Yes.
In the middle.
What national park is known for unique rock formations, including what's referred to as the Windows section?
Valley of the Gods?
Zion?
Canyon?
Utah?
I see this on t-shirts all the time. That's very sad to say, but I mean, people like it.
It doesn't have like the wave. It's that one with the wave, right? No?
Not Red Rocks.
Grand Canyon?
No. I want to say it's closer to Red Rocks than any other one I've heard mentioned for this question.
Bryce?
No.
It's not Rocky Mountain, but
I mean, I give it away if I tell you that the rock formations and the shape they make is the name of the park.
Arches.
Arches.
Oh, is what it is. Okay.
Yes, Arches.
McDonald's? Oh, wrong Arches. Yeah, my bad.
Right.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Yeah, exactly.
They're not golden.
Arches National Park. I believe that there's a number of them in a row that you're supposed to like stand in a certain place so you can like look through X number of them all at once. That's the window section. So anyway.
Is that in Montana?
Is it? I thought it was in the Southwest, so I'm definitely
missing
stuff.
Isn't it Utah? Yeah,
I think it's in Utah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which national park is home to the largest living tree on Earth?
Joshua Tree?
No,
no!
That's a good guess.
Sequoia?
Sequoia.
Sequoia National Park.
Valley of the Gods.
Sequoia, yes. That's that's a big tree. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. We were there.
If you can drive a car through it, then that's a big tree.
That's a big tree.
Oh, yeah.
You have to pay $15 for it now.
To go through it?
Yes, there's only two left.
But there's nobody there taking the money, so
you
just do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, there is.
They'll do that.
Oh, yeah. Trust me.
They'll show up to take
Elon
the money.
Is there with a little ticket booth.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He's collecting
with a little tip window, too. 10%, 15%.
Oh, my God.
You want to try driving with a Jeep Wagoneer through that thing? It was touch and go.
All your money goes straight to the trees. Gosh. Maybe not.
Who speaks for the trees now?
Yeah.
What is the only national park in the United States that is entirely underwater?
Oh, it's the one in the Florida area, right?
Everglades?
Tortugas.
No, I haven't heard it yet.
No, underwater. It's like an island, right? You have to like boat to it. It's
entirely
hard to get
underwater.
To.
Is there a Great Salt Lake National Park that...
No, I don't think that's what this is referring
entirely
to.
Entirely underwater.
I've got the name of it, but unfortunately not the location. Wait, I could
is
guess.
Is it like Arizona?
Is it the Gulf of America?
No.
What about the Great Lakes?
It's not Great Lakes based. It is not. I believe it is oceanic.
Is it over by Chesapeake?
I don't know.
Which ocean? How's about that?
You don't know.
It starts with the letter B. That's, I think, probably the best that I could do.
I don't know.
Yeah,
no,
sorry.
Don't know.
Austin, Biscayne.
It's Biscayne. Well, I'm going to give it to you. Yeah, you pulled that out of nowhere. Biscayne. Is that Florida?
Yeah.
So, Biscayne, apparently, there's a whole area of the park. The only area of the park is underwater. You have to dive to go see it.
I have a photo of it in my mind, but there's no word associated with it.
I was going to say, how do you collect toll?
It's off Miami. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Biscayne Bay.
So I'm like looking at the map. I'm like, I know where it is.
Is that that little, from where we're sitting, the little inlet that's on the left of the peninsula? Is that what I'm saying?
It could be.
Miami's
No.
Miami's on the right.
It's on the right. And it's right. It's just below downtown Miami.
Got it.
We should go visit.
Professors, what national park is recognized for its rich, it's been a long week, Native American history, and cliff dwellings?
Pueblo?
Not Pueblo, that's what I would have said, but it's the one where they're literally built into the side of the mountain.
It's in Arizona.
Not Adobe.
I think it is in Arizona.
Is it the one where they're literally built inside Never mind.
What? It's very rich.
Where's Ken Burns when we need him?
Oh, seriously.
Yeah. Do this whole film series on
Diane Manica when we need him.
She'd probably know.
Yeah, exactly.
I probably give it away. The word in Spanish, green, is part of the name.
Verde. Verde.
What Verde?
Casa Verde?
House of.
It's Mesa Verde.
Mesa Verde. Yeah, that is in Arizona.
Yep. I was thinking Salsa Verde.
Well, because you were just making, you've been making Salsa Verde.
I was thinking the same thing, too.
But. Okay. That was very Idiocracy. Salsa Verde National Park.
Sponsored by.
I was just making a tomatillo sauce this afternoon.
Oh, my God. Well, there you go. Yummy. You got it on your mind. Sauce. That's great.
Always comes back to food.
What year was the National Park Service established in its previous form?
18. Okay, well, under Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt. Right?
1892.
Nope, it was later than that.
1910. No, 1906.
I mean, you're dancing around it, Jim. It's 1916.
Close enough.
It says okay. The National Park Service.
Oh, that was after Teddy was president.
Yeah, that was after Teddy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But he opened the first National Park, right?
Yeah, that's why I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's approaching the Wilson presidency.
Yes, it's during the Wilson presidency.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
According to data that we used to keep in this country, what is the most visited national park in the United States?
Great Smoky Mountains.
That's what it says, Great Smoky Mountains. That makes sense. There's a pretty high population.
You can get to it from so many directions, too.
Exactly. Which national park is home to the historic Ho Rainforest, H-O-H,
Olympic.
Ho Rainforest?
The Olympic National Forest.
Olympic National Forest, that's
love
right.
That place.
Now, where is that?
Washington.
It is in Washington. Okay. My sister's house used to overlook it, so you could sit out on her park.
Your sister's house?
Wow.
I camped on those beaches.
Yeah. On the Olympic Peninsula?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, she doesn't live there anymore because Seattle got way too expensive and way too liberal for her. So she moved to sunny southern Idaho.
It was honestly the scariest night of my life. That's all.
Really?
Exactly.
Yes.
Because of wildlife?
No, because I hiked 3 miles to get to that beach, and then as night fell, it's like, okay, every crackle, snap, or whatever, I thought it was Bigfoot.
Okay.
And then my only other option was go to the Pacific Ocean.
So. Gotcha.
Well, Dave.
Learn how to swim.
So I tended fire all night long.
Mm. You have got to get over this.
Why would you assume you should be afraid of Bigfoot? Maybe he's friendly.
Maybe Bigfoot wants
to
be a friend.
He might want Chinese food. I don't know.
You've seen a $6 million man, haven't you?
It would be pretty ironic if a Michigander like yourself got all the way there to camp, and then, people say that Bigfoot lives in Michigan. If he was also vacationing there.
Yeah, that would be quite a coincidence,
wouldn't it? I didn't see him on the flight.
I think Bigfoot follows Dave around.
Also true.
When I was in California, I did not go out to the car after dark. So
wow.
So this is the problem with the Finding Bigfoot show. They're not following you.
Oh, 100%.
If they were doing that, then they would find
you. You could be the bait.
Oh, great. That was my fear.
So I did watch, Beth, once an episode of the Finding Bigfoot show, and it was pretty entertaining because the guy was out there saying, if there's one thing I know about Bigfoot, that he really, really likes bacon. And so the guy cooked an entire pound of bacon, and then the show was showing how he ate the entire pound. Just sort of like, this show's great.
Did he at least put it on like a BLT like Tony's restaurant does? I mean, you're going to eat a pound of bacon.
Well, and they try to do a sort of X-Files thing, right? Yes. They have this woman who's allegedly the scientist, right? The
allegedly,
skeptic.
Okay.
Well,
Oh my gosh. And he invented, that guy literally invented the word squatch, as in shorter for Sasquatch. When you squatch, you're going out to try to find
and made
Bigfoot.
It a verb, yes. Squatching.
To squatch.
Squatching.
Wow,
That's right. Professors, what national park is known for stunning lakes? I mean, there's lots of them, but it's specifically Lake McDonald.
Not McDonald's.
Okay. Not McDonald's. Not McDonald's.
Somewhere in Minnesota.
MAC, not MC, right?
Ooh, all I know is that Mary Lou Caspers has been here, and if I think right, it's her favorite national park of all time.
Is she down in West Virginia, Virginia?
That's where she's gone in recent years, but this is
not
actually her favorite. This one, I want to say, is out west. Oh, I don't
It's not the Grand Canyon, but she's told me a lot about the Grand Canyon.
Yes, she loves the Grand Canyon, too. No, this one is named after a natural and very, very large and slow-moving ice formation.
Glacier National Park.
Yes.
Okay.
Lake McDonald. Well, don't look at the pictures. Glacier National Park is disappearing slowly over time. Mm. That's also really sad. Which national park is the highest peak of the contiguous United States.
Rocky Mountain National Park?
The contiguous United States.
I can actually tell you which park it is. Maybe you know the name.
Rocky Mountain National Park.
That's not what it says here. It says it's in Sequoia.
Sequoia.
Yep.
Really? Okay.
Not Mount Baker.
Not Mount Baker, but I think you're barking up California. The right tree. It's a
tree. Is there a hint there?
It's a mount, something that starts with a W.
Mount Washington?
No, that's on the East
Coast. That's a good guess.
Famous
restaurant with a haunted bar in Detroit.
Ghost?
Whitney?
The Whitney. It's Mount Whitney in Sequoia National Park.
Yep. I didn't realize that was the tallest in the
That's what it says.
I was thinking about the ghost bar inside the Whitney.
Whitney, yes, exactly.
Interestingly, my mind immediately goes to the bar.
Naturally.
Nothing wrong with that.
Of course it does.
Naturally.
Which national park features the famous Half Dome? That's a very interesting feature.
That's a really cool
Devil's Tower. No.
Hike.
It's not Yosemite. It's
actually, it is Yosemite.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
That's right.
You get a special pass to go hike that.
That's right.
Which only looks that way because of an optical illusion.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And people die all the time hiking that thing.
Which national park, this is our last one. This has been great. Did you really go to like all of these last year, Frank? Oh my gosh, like that's a lot of travel. Which national park has the tallest waterfall in North America?
Oh, dear Lord. Tallest waterfall.
Yeah, I cannot tell you the name of the falls because it would give away. It's not Oregon. It's not Oregon. Unless I've been misinformed.
It's not Mount Clemens.
Everglades.
So Washington?
No, tallest waterfall.
It's not Mount Clemens.
The Everglades.
No, it's not Clawson either.
Is it Yosemite?
It's Yosemite. Yeah, Yosemite Falls. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Well, I learned something today. You know, that's what I come here to do. Well, I don't think there's any other way that we should finish the show, but having people talk about their national park experience, and since mine is so limited, I'll do the best I can. Did you know that the military cemetery on Mackinac Island is the smallest national park in the United States?
No.
Yes, it's the coolest thing ever. It has primarily War of 1812 dead buried there, and just the cemetery, this tiny little postage stamp is a national park.
This is up on the hill with the stockade.
Actually, it's
not. Stuff.
It's sort of in the forest on Mackinac Island. It's kind of weird and creepy and surprised. I like it. You know,
maybe Bigfoot hangs out there.
Maybe Bigfoot hangs out there. Bring some bacon. Wait. What can I say? How about everybody else's national park experiences?
I've never been to any.
Oh, wow! Even coming from the Northwest.
Wow.
I assume that when you were bringing up Oregon and
the Pacific Northwest,
Washington, that you'd been out to all
Cape
those.
Cape Flattery, any of that stuff?
Well, I'll talk about a national park experience that all of you should share once you turn 65.
Okay.
And that's getting the permanent pass that you can get, that you can get in free any
that's
of the
cool.
national parks with.
Very cool.
Because that's super. Because I spend a lot of time in the Shenandoah National Park down in Virginia.
Yep.
And I don't want to have to pay every time I drive into the park. Yep. So the card's been just a godsend.
Can I borrow the card and make duplicates?
You have to show my ID, too.
I mean, I've been to state parks in Oregon and Washington, but not national ones.
I don't think I've been. I was going to say just one, Sleeping Bear.
Sleeping Bear,
but
of course.
I've been to that graveyard on Mackinac Island.
Yep.
So that's two. If I've been to a third one, I was not aware of it.
I think one of the most amazing is Bryce Canyon in Utah.
Bryce Canyon,
it's near Zion, but Bryce has these, it looks like sandcastles have been dripped.
Yeah.
Very cool. Hoodoos, they call them, these tall columns of basalt, I think.
Sure.
But it's fascinating to look at because they look so delicate. You wonder how they're still standing.
Actually, I should be careful. I've driven through, now that I think about it, Joshua Tree once. I did not get out to look at anything, which was weird. But what I did notice, because this is my speed, is how the temperature changed driving from San Diego out to Joshua Tree.
Your mom really had just been playing with the air conditioning, right?
No. This is with friends. But maybe with the friends were doing it. Yeah, the desert was quite cold compared to San Diego. And then you drive back into the city and it warmed up again. It was kind of cool.
Well, I did go through the big redwood tree.
Oh, okay.
That's
good. Okay. That's good.
Let's see. I've been to White Sands twice now, both for like work-related things, which is in New Mexico. The first time, Border Patrol decided to stop me and search my car and interrogate me, and that was real fun.
You're super duper suspicious.
So suspicious with that Michigan license plate and that Arizona. or no, Michigan license, Arizona license plate, but I'm in New Mexico, super suspicious. And then the second time we walked into this hike to the edge of where the park is, and there's a sign that says, do not go past this point because there's unexploded munitions like out in the sand somewhere. So it's like, okay, don't tell me twice. I will just turn around at this point. So very cool park. It looks like snow everywhere because it's all white sand. And they have little sleds you can rent and you can go sand sledding. Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, it's really fun.
Very cool. How about other folks?
I've been to Yosemite, Sequoia, Arches.
Nice.
And we're going to the Grand Canyon.
Excellent.
In June.
Good Excellent. Call. Excellent call.
Oh, man, that's the king of them all, right?
And Steven's been to the Grand Canyon, but I haven't.
Any national parks up in New England?
Yes, Acadia.
Yeah, Acadia.
I love that place.
Acadia is beautiful.
I've been to Acadia, too, now that you mentioned it.
Yeah. Acadia is gorgeous.
Waking up at like 5 o'clock in the morning to see the sunrise.
But the smell of balsam up there is just so wonderful.
Yeah. That's balsam? Yeah, I've
forgotten that.
Absolute heaven.
I would have to say Mount Rainier.
Oh, I've been there, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yep.
Sorry. Brought up in the hilly New England, and then moving to the Midwest.
Right.
When I moved to Washington State, and I saw the actual mountains for the first time.
Right.
Especially right near.
Not a Michigan
I
ice
said, I wonder if people can climb that thing, and I found out that they could.
They could.
So I spent a lot of time hiking and ultimately climbing Mount Rainier when I was.
What people in the Midwest and the East think of as mountains are kind of a joke.
It's true.
Yes. From the West,
because they're older and worn down.
No, actually, the That's Appalachian Mountains are the oldest.
That's
They're
true.
Just not the most dramatic.
I guess
they're
right.
they're undulations of the.
The altitude is like, I don't know. The altitude is.
Mount Rainier, you mean?
No, Mount Washington in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
Is 6,000 feet.
6,000. Yeah. Well, that's the starting point.
Yeah. Yeah.
5,400 feet is the starting point for the Rainier climb.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You stop at 5,400 feet.
I remember driving up into the Rockies and pulled into this absolutely gorgeous overlook, and it had all these hiking paths, and you had to go up this staircase to get to the head of the hiking path. Got up to the top of the staircase and was totally winded, and then I looked down and saw this sign that says, you are at 13,000 feet. And
there
I thought,
is nothing.
Okay,
nothing is worse than altitude sickness.
Oh, I went to the Rocky Mountain National Park, came home, and learned I had asthma because my lungs didn't decompress the right way. I had an asthma attack. So it turns out I have asthma. Learned that a couple years ago.
Oh, no.
First time I was in the Rockies, I got hit with altitude sickness. Ooh. My roommate said, here, you get the bed close to the bathroom. I spent an entire day like clutching the edge of the bed. Thinking it's worse than a hangover.
Did it make you nauseous?
It was a headache, body pains, nauseous, everything.
Almost everybody I know that's gone to Machu Picchu has said that.
So I learned after that, go on the aspirin regimen before you go out to those mountains.
What did you take before you climbed?
There is a prescription you can take. I didn't like taking it.
When you did Tanzania?
At Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro.
So I stopped taking it, and Kilimanjaro is a lot higher than Rainier.
Rainier
is 14-something. Kilimanjaro is a little short of 20,000.
Jeez.
It made me jittery. Like
that is very caffeinated.
A lot of coffee, and it made my fingers a little bit numb, and it made me pee more. Which
that makes sense.
I don't really need
pressure.
I don't really need that.
Yep.
You know?
You know, what a perfect way for us to end our show.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. The time has come for us to say goodbye. Danielle.
Adios.
Beth.
Bye.
Dan.
Bye.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Steven.
Goodbye.
And Heather.
Bye-bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.